Hare Krishna. The belief that what science can't explain doesn't need explaining is blind and blinding. Science has transformed the way we live, not only in terms of the technology that we have got, but many mysteries of how the world around us works, how nature works, how things happen in the universe. These have been explained by science. And in its onward march, science will explain many more things in future too. At the same time, science cannot explain all the questions that come before the human mind, because science largely focuses on material things. And so it cannot answer questions about the non-material realm. There are fanatical materialists. Fanatical materialists means those people who are fanatical believers and preachers of materialism. They believe that matter is the only thing that matters. And in fact, some of them go to the extreme of saying matter is the only thing that exists. So such materialists, they misappropriate the power of science for their own purposes. They basically redefine the war between materialism and spirituality into a war between science and religion. Actually, the conflict is between two worldviews, the materialistic worldview and the spiritual worldview. But the materialist, they misappropriate the power and the prestige of science for their own ulterior purposes. They claim that to be scientific, one has to be materialistic. And they claim that anybody who believes in anything spiritual is not being scientific. And further, they claim that the materialistic people, they alone are scientific. And they claim that if anything cannot be explained materially, then that doesn't matter. That doesn't need explaining because it is irrelevant. However, this assertion that what science can't explain, that means what is materialist, what is beyond the material realm, so which cannot be explained by science. So they claim that what science can't explain doesn't need to be explained at all because it doesn't matter. Now here we have to be careful to understand that it is not that spiritualists or devotees are against science per se. Science is a tool for acquiring knowledge. Just like somebody can have a compass, somebody can use a telescope, somebody can use a microscope. So now a microscope or a telescope can show certain things. But with a microscope, I cannot measure the body's weight. So science is a tool for understanding how material things work. But with that material tool, we cannot perceive spiritual truths. So the war is not between science and religion at all. Science is just a tool, and that tool can help us to understand material things from a perspective which is centered on matter. So now that is a tool, and that tool can be used by anyone. But it is not that materialists have a monopoly on science. Now, even religionists think that science and scientists are bad, then they misunderstand the frame of the conflict. And there's no need for religionists to position themselves against science per se. Science is a tool for acquiring knowledge, and in some ways it can reveal the glory of the world as it has been created by the supremely intelligent being. But the materialists try to monopolize science. They think that to be scientific means to be materialistic. And that is by defining the game in such a way, they stack the put the stacks against the stack, against religion, because they say that to be spiritual or religious means to be unscientific, and to be materialistic means to be scientific, which is entirely wrong. So the conflict is between materialistic worldview and spiritual worldview, and in this conflict, science and the materialistic people use the power of science, and they claim that whatever cannot be explained through science, now we will need spirituality to explain that. But rather than resorting to spiritual knowledge, they say whatever material science cannot explain, then there is no need to be, it doesn't need to be explained only. However, this is just a belief. This is an assertion. It is an article of faith. It is not a reasonably presented argument. And it is just an article of faith. In fact, it's an article of faith that is blind and blinding. Let's see how it is blind. When a person is blind, the person cannot see many things, although those things continue to exist. Similarly, when a person is materialistically blind and is excessively materialistic and is blind to the higher realities of life, then such a person cannot even explain the questions of identity and purpose. Now, who am I? Now, the materialistic people will say that I'm just a lump of matter. My sense of I-ness is just a product of the biochemical reactions in the brain. But then the question begs itself, how can matter, which is unconscious, suddenly develop consciousness and suddenly develop a sense of objectivity and think that this is me? How can matter, which has no consciousness, suddenly develop the capacity to experience itself and experience the world around us? This is a question for which materialists have no answer. Similarly, what is a purpose? You know, what is the purpose of my existence? Science studies the intricate machinery, intricacy and the masterful harmony with which the whole body works. The bodily machinery is a subject fascinating to science. And what is the purpose of this whole intricate bodily machinery with all its majestic adaptations and mechanisms for survival if ultimately it is just meant to perish? If ultimately it is meant to end in death by just one blow or one bug, it's all pointless. So the materialistic worldview stays blind to identity and purpose. And not only is it blind, it is also blinding. Blinding means that it can't explain, actually it makes a person act in ways which increase one's ignorance and suffering. When a person acts without, has no knowledge of a higher purpose to life, has no understanding of one's spiritual self-identity, then a person acts materialistically. And when a person acts materialistically, naturally that person tends to act in a selfish, self-centered way, because there's only limited material enjoyment available in this world, and there's so many desires. So people try to grab as much enjoyment as possible, and then they act in ways which are destructive for the world, and they're destructive for themselves. So the Bhagavad Gita outlines this in 16.8 and 9. It describes in 16.8 how the materialists first reject God and then conclude that sense enjoyment is the essential purpose of life. Asatyam apratishtham te jagadahuranishwaram aparasparasambhutam kimanyat kamahaitukam. So asatyam apratishtham te. This world is unreal. It does not have any foundation. Jagadahuranishwaram. It is having no God in control. Aparasparasambhutam kimanyat kamahaitukam kimanyat. Kama, what apart from kama, apart from the purpose of material enjoyment, what other purpose does it have? And once material enjoyment becomes the purpose of life, then next word describe, etam drishtim avashtabhya. Once a person accepted such a worldview, nashtatmana, one is spiritually ruined because one becomes lost spiritually, one rejects one's own spiritual identity, one's spiritual purpose. And then, alpa buddhayaha. Such a worldview is based on very meager intelligence. Prabhavanti ugra karmanaha. Such a person delights in doing horrible activities. Kshayaya jagato hitaha. These are unbeneficial activities. They are harmful activities at best, and kshayaya, destructive, devastatingly disastrous activities at worst. What the Bhagavad Gita is outlining is confirmed in recent history through the blood of millions. Atheism and materialism were officially enshrined as the state beliefs, as the state religions in communist Russia and China. And what happened? In these countries where the state became the god, the state itself killed its own citizens. Not 1 or 2 or 1 million or 2 million, but several hundred million people were killed. And the total number of people who were killed in the Soviet Union, Russia, in the communist countries under the atheistic regime were 7 times more than the number of people killed in World War I and World War II combined together. So in this way, this is the atheistic materialism is blinding in terms of it leads millions to destruction. So actually, we don't have to succumb to such blind and blinding beliefs. We don't have to remain slave to them. Bhagavad Gita stands ready. It provides systematic, coherent, cogent, comprehensive answers to fundamental questions of identity and purpose. Who am I? I'm a part of God. What is my purpose? My purpose is eternal happiness that comes by restoring myself in my rightful position in the orderly harmony of the world as a servant of God. And when I do this, then I can get lasting happiness. And by understanding and rationally examining and accepting these beliefs, accepting the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita, I can break free from the blind and blinding beliefs of atheistic materialism. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.